The Asylum Seeker Resource Center says Mr. Taylor's speech demonizes migrants and stokes fear rather than delivering policy solutions. The center's deputy CEO, Janet Falbero, says the call to revive temporary protection visas would bring back one of the most harmful elements of Australia's past refugee policies that trapped people in uncertainty and kept many families separated for more than a decade. She also condemned remarks blaming migrants for the housing crisis as disingenuous when experts have debunked such a link and instead identified the primary drivers as underinvestment in public housing, negative gearing, and a failure to build enough affordable homes. Settlement Services International says the coalition's budget reply risks deepening division and fear-mongering at a time when the country needs unity and social cohesion. CEO Violet Roumeliotis says she is concerned by the proposal to bar all non-citizens from accessing welfare payments like parental leave and the carer allowance would also exclude permanent residents who are paying taxes and living and working in Australia.